This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, a look at how it really is the little things in life that make a huge difference and the research to back that up. But first, sometimes school alone isn't enough to prepare young people for the challenges they'll face in the workplace. That's where work readiness programs come in. They connect students to employers, helping the students plan for future workplace success. The Cincinnati Public Schools program, My Tomorrow, works with seventh graders so they're ready to pursue their career path by the time they graduate. Another program, the Claremont Work Readiness Initiative, has recruited and trained about 150 business and community leaders and has seen positive results. Joining us to talk about work readiness initiatives are Cincinnati Public School Deputy Superintendent and Head of My Tomorrow Initiative, Laura Mitchell, Claremont Chamber of Commerce and Claremont Chamber of Commerce Foundation President and CEO Matt Van Sant, and Center Bank President and CEO Stuart Greenlee, who chairs the Claremont Chamber of Commerce Foundation Work Readiness Committee. You can be part of our discussion by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Laura, Stuart, and Matt, thank you so much for coming in today. Good to see all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Laura, tell us why there's a need for programs like these.
Sure. So as we think about preparing our students for graduation, that's really the floor now. And so we're really preparing our kids for life after graduation. And so it's really important that we start very early with our students. And actually starting in fifth grade, we begin our career readiness and awareness for our students so they become aware of all the career clusters there are. And then in seventh and eighth grade, they actually get to experience and explore them. And then when they get to the high school level, we want to give them those experiences out into the world of work, into the community. And why this is so important is because, quite honestly, it leads to a more vibrant city. If we have our students graduate prepared to move into the workforce, then it leads to our city being vibrant and growing and doing well economically.
Stuart, what's your view on this? Why is there such a need for programs like this?
Well, a lot of the same things Laura said, and from a business perspective, what we found at the Claremont Chamber was that we had chamber members who are businesses who had jobs open, who needed to hire to grow their businesses, and they could not find candidates that they felt would be successful, and it might be something simple like, kids didn't know how to interview. They didn't know what expectations there'd be at an employer. They didn't know how to dress. They didn't know they needed to be drug-free. And so our initiative started from the economic development viewpoint that said, how do we bring successful candidates into our businesses who are hiring?
And Matt, how beneficial are programs like this for the students?
Well, it's very, very important. Tag on to the remarks already made. One of the biggest values of a program like Work Readiness is it's a long-term commitment. A number of years ago, when we were coming out of the recession, many of our employers said, help us, we need to find workers. And as Stuart explained, these workers were not work ready. And we had a long conversation about whether we should be investing in near-term strategies like placement. Let's just find workers and get them placed, or should we involve ourselves in long-term investments in the community? And so this K-12 market that we're focusing on and working with these kids to get them work ready was critical for us coming out of the recessions, but really for the long haul. We hope that the work we do today is impacting kids for the rest of their lives.
So you started as early as kindergarten with this?
Well, some of us are involved in even Success by Six work, so the pre-K stuff. And we're talking about how to get our daycare centers, our preschool centers star rated so the kids are ready for kindergarten. A lot of the work right now is in the high school area, but we're beginning to look at the middle schools. And I know Laura's involved in the middle school work, but it's a long-term deal. We're just all in now.
Yes, we actually started our initiative in seventh grade, recognizing that there's a huge transition between sixth grade and seventh grade and really getting our kids ready. We also really analyzed the job market in Cincinnati, and we found that, to some points that have been made earlier, that there were jobs that were being unfilled. And so there are a lot of IT jobs, home security jobs, healthcare worker jobs. And some of these jobs don't necessarily require a four-year degree. And so although we are an institution for learning and we really want our kids to go on to college and do well, the reality is that all of our kids are not necessarily going to go to college. But they need to all be prepared to move into the job market. And so there are many two-year programs or four-year programs that kids can go into that can actually lead to them having a decent life and a really good salary. And so that became very important to us in terms of linking our kids as early as seventh grade to practitioners in the field. So it's one thing for our teachers to teach a class about social media in the workplace, but it's a completely different thing when a practitioner, a business person, comes in and talks about it from a realistic, practical viewpoint, what happens in the world, the marketplace. And so we believe that having practitioners, business people from different walks of life and different professions actually work with our kids give a lot more credibility to the work and to our kids. The kids want to know, have you walked the talk that you're talking about right now?
So what kind of things do you teach grade school students about the workplace? What are the basic things you focus on?
Yeah, so we really focus on work readiness skills that are related to teamwork, to, quite honestly, how do you build a resume, interviewing skills, the different job opportunities that there are in Cincinnati. We also teach them about financial literacy, which is really important as well. Really how to communicate in a professional way. We talk to them, quite honestly, about what's acceptable in the workplace in terms of your language compared to work, what's acceptable at home in terms of your language. And so it's really just how to show up as a leader every single day in their walk through their school and also in the marketplace.
Stuart, what are the things that you focus on in the Claremont Work Readiness Initiative?
You know, I think the what made our initiative so successful was we focus on the things that businesses are experts in. And so when we started this initiative, early on we said, hey, we think the schools are doing a great job. And we think one thing businesses probably aren't are great educators necessarily for the curriculum that students need to be, you know, totally prepare, you know, through their schoolwork. But what we are experts in are what kind of workers we need and to teach people how to be successful inside our own companies. And so what we focus on is our own expertise. You know, each company has a little bit different need. And so what we do is we tell the kids what that is. We tell the students that. And we do it a couple different ways. But it may be as simple as inviting the students to come visit us at work and see the inside of our companies and meet people working and letting them ask questions that occur to them. You know, if you look at a company like TQL that sits out in Claremont County, they are hiring so fast and they have professional high-paying jobs. But there are kids who live in Claremont County that don't even know what goes on inside that building. And so just opening the doors so that students have an opportunity to see what goes on inside there, see other people that aren't that much older than them being successful and excited about their work, that can have a huge impact, I think, on a student.
Matt, how does the business community react to the program?
They're all in. You know, when we started this, it's been
2012.
We were starting with a blank sheet of paper, and it was built from there. And we learned a lot, including don't forget the super super basics, the rules of work. So if you can't be on time, be early. If you'd wear it to the county fair, don't wear it to work. Raises are earned, not given. And the list goes on and on and on. And it sounds a little silly, but these are the complaints that we're hearing from employers showing up for interviews. Interviewing is important, but showing up for interviews is just as big a problem as being prepared for those experiences. We also have learned a lot. Stuart's right. The schools are doing a really great job. We need to do more to be partners, though, with the schools. An educator said to me recently, many teachers have been in the classroom since the age of five. And so a few years ago, we worked with our friends at Claremont County Commissioner's Office. We have a one-stop employment center. And we arranged one summer while the teachers were not in session to bring those teachers to some employers and walk through those facilities and smell the smells and look at what goes on. Look at the security that is in place in some of these employers. And And at the end of the day and during the interview process, what the employers also said is, please engage with us. We'll respond to you. Please don't wait for us to call you. Call us and get us engaged in what's going on in the classroom. And so everything from mentoring to site visits to, for example, from time to time, the chamber will have luncheon events, and we'll find sponsors like CenterBank who will pay for transportation to bring these kids to the chamber event. And before these students come, you know, they are the ones that show up on time, and they're coached into the dress code and how to eat at the table with businessmen and women, how to interact with the speakers. So we have special private moments after these events for perhaps it's a Congressman Winstrip to talk to these kids about what's going on in Washington. So the experiential side of this is really, really important. That's what the employers tell us, is just get us connected. And that's really the business that the Chamber of Commerce is in. We're connectors.
Yeah. So the Cincinnati Chamber, like Claremont Chamber, has really invested in Cincinnati Public Schools. And so we can't do this work alone. And so the Cincinnati Chamber actually came to CPS and said, we would like to create a connectivity council for you, where we would link businesses to provide experiences for your kids. And so they put together a group out of Leadership Action. And this group has actually developed a career expo, which launched this past fall at Xavier University, which hosted over 400 students, 30 businesses, 100 volunteers, where kids got to talk to people who are in a field of study that they're interested in. And so to many points that have been made earlier, students had to dress in a professional way. They had to speak in a certain way. They had to have a resume that was already prepared and business cards. We are also having a time where students are able to interview professionals. And so this is for all 11th grade students. And so we have something that we've built in place for each grade level. And it isn't for a certain group of kids, but it's for all kids, because it's about equity and access across the board for all students, whether you're a gifted student or whether you have a student or you're a student with a disability. In addition, we have a job shadowing experience for our kids, a resume review conducted by a professional, mock interviews, and a career workshop boot camp that we kick off the school year with, so kids are really ready for these experiences. So these experiences take place in our school sites, but also within the business place, as well as on the university sites. And so we want to give our kids, again, access and exposure to all that's out there, which will truly connect them to my tomorrow, to their future, to their community, and to their city.
And it sounds like the students are getting involved in role-playing and acting interviews, public speaking, preparing presentations, things that they might not get any experience doing anyplace else.
Absolutely. So it gives them some real-life experience. And so, again, it's not just the teacher talking to them, but they're talking with professionals who have the credibility. They're getting a person to sit down with them and look at their resume and say, here are the things that are really great about your resume, but then here are some things that you need to do to improve. And, again, the role-play, like you say, in terms of mock interviews. And so that's really critical for our kids.
We will continue our conversation about workplace readiness programs. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney, and my guest this afternoon, Cincinnati Public School Deputy Superintendent and head of My Tomorrow Initiative, Laura Mitchell, Claremont Chamber of Commerce and Claremont Chamber of Commerce Foundation President and CEO Matt Van Sant, and CenterBank President and CEO Stuart Greenlee, who chairs the Claremont Chamber of Commerce Foundation Work Readiness Committee. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Matt, what do you think is the most important thing about programs like this?
It's the stuff you don't expect. We never expected, by connecting with schools, to learn about circumstances that really impact work readiness. A number of years ago, we organized a mock interview program with one of our local districts, and a student came to the employer's work of business dressed fairly well, but was wearing tennis shoes.
Okay.
And when it came time to write up the experience, the employer said, and the student showed up in tennis shoes, which sounded like a really bad thing. Well, we learned that this young man shared his work shoes with his father, and his father was sleeping and getting ready for shift work the next day. And this young man didn't want to go in and wake up his father and track down those shoes. And I think it taught the employer, don't make assumptions about these young men and women. That young man wanted to show up in the right shoes, but it also triggers action. So upon learning of this story, American Modern, who was based in Claremont County, had a clothing drive, and over 500 items of clothing, dress wear for interviewing, were collected and are now available for kids that may not have what is necessary to be ready to do an interview. And so when we think about, you know, if you can't be on time, be early, yeah, that's, I get that, and training and all those kinds of things. But none of us were ready for that. And in our community in particular, the socioeconomic differences are drastic. You know, the west side of our county is much like Hamilton. The east side is rural and agricultural, and the schools are all great, the kids are all great, but we have differences, and we have to begin to understand those differences.
Sounds like there's a level of connection, too, that comes out of this that's kind of surprising.
Yep, and it gets really, really personal. I had a phone call one day from someone in tears, grateful for the chance to be mentoring kids. We have had testimonials to our office from workers that really were not doing anything meaningful in the community. And to be involved in teaching in the classroom, the types of things that Stuart described, is really big stuff.
Stuart, what kind of reactions do you get from the students who are involved in this?
You know, I think just excitement, you know, just an enthusiasm level that the story I'd share was actually at the college level, and it had to do with graduating engineers that are large employers. Boeing in particular determined that we aren't graduating enough engineers to fill the technical jobs we have to take America forward and be strong. And we had plenty of kids entering college as engineers, but they were dropping out and never graduating. And what they found out was freshman math and freshman physics was wiping them off the board. And so the change the successful colleges made was to have a professor who was an applied science, you know, somebody who built bridges, somebody who knew about engines and designed engines, teach those basic classes. Now there was a connection between the schoolwork and how it was going to be applied and what the kids were passionate about. We see the same thing with high school kids, that when they start connecting what they can do in their life with their schoolwork, they're just more excited about life.
So this helps them academically as well?
I think so. I don't have any empirical evidence on that, but what we hear are kids plug in.
Yeah, I would say it definitely helps them academically because it gives them a reason, a purpose for learning what they're learning. And sometimes kids aren't necessarily connected to the curriculum or the content. And so I definitely think that it helps with academics. I will say that what we've seen out of our partnerships is that in many, many cases, the kids are asking the same question over and over again, but in different ways. And they're asking these professionals, how do I get from where I am today to where you are? And so for them to have someone to be able to sit down and talk them through and coach them through that pathway is so impactful. And in many instances, our business partners actually receive as much from the kids as they're giving the kids. And so we've had instances where business partners were just crying and in tears and hugging the kids who they were able to talk with. And we had a story not too long ago with when we partnered our kids up to interview a professional, and the kid came back and said, yeah, my partner was a little shy, a little quiet, and I kind of had to pull them out of their shyness. And it was just like a really cool experience to see this kid like coaching this adult through being a little bit more open and engaging with him. And so the kids have a sincere interest in someone to help them get to where they want to go. And so, of course, it has a major impact on their academics. It gives them a reason and a purpose to come to school and to learn.
How do you measure the success of programs like this, Laura?
Yeah. So we measure the success, quite honestly, by the number of kids who are accepted into a career pathway. And so it's a really, you know, it isn't this warm, fluffy, feel-good story, which we like. But at the end of the day, it's about how many kids actually make it into a successful career pathway. So in Cincinnati Public Schools, I know that we have 1,744 seniors this year. And so our goal is to make sure that all 100 1,744 are accepted into a pathway. And so we want them to be able to go into the world of work. We want them to go into a trade school, four-year school, internship, apprenticeship, military. But we want to make sure that every single kid is accepted into a pathway.
Stuart, how do you measure success for the Claremont County program?
As we put together a program, we surveyed 1,700 stakeholders. And we asked them, hey, what tools do you need for economic development? What tools do you need to grow your business? And this challenge came across as the number one opportunity. And so we measure it from the other side. We measure it from can our companies find employees, and do they think kids are coming prepared out of schools?
How well are these programs working, Matt? I mean, what's your assessment?
Well, the easy thing to do is to count the outputs. And in our business, as we talked earlier about being connectors, the numbers are amazing. We now have an excess of 200 to almost 300 volunteers. The numbers of kids are huge. But at the end of the day, what's really important is are kids drug-free? Are kids involved in the community? Are they doing the right things? You know, do we have clean air and clean water? And that all sounds kind of silly, but it really is important that we get these kids and start thinking about things beyond the next minute, the next hour. So a big part of this is to help these kids think big.
Laura, do you have a favorite success story from the program?
We're quite honestly in the early stages of the program, but I will say one success story, a really cool success story, is that when we held the Career Expo back in the fall, it was really to give the kids an opportunity to talk with professionals at different booths and just to learn about their career. And one young lady brought her business card, brought her resume, and when she was talking to one of our entrepreneurs, she actually landed a job. And that wasn't the purpose of the expo at all, but this young woman sold herself, and now she is working for Global to Local.
Wow. What about you, Stuart? Ever have a success story from this program that you'd like to share?
You know, I don't have a specific one, but every time I sit and concentrate on this work, I'm kind of overwhelmed and humbled at the same time, and just how many very, very talented people are surrounding our kids. And, you know, the kids have a ton of talent, and they have great aspirations. But there are so many people in our community who are so interested in making sure kids turn out well. You know, from parents who care, to educators, to school administration, and all the excitement in the business community. This has to be probably the biggest volunteer kind of event we have at the chamber, that people are so excited for the opportunity to be able to interact with the schools and make an impact on kids.
So what's the future hold for your program? Where would you like to head with this?
I think it's about reaching more students and more schools and deeper. We break our efforts into two pieces, the in-school piece and the in-business. And we've had a lot of success having presenters go into schools and have contact with the kids. A lot of times we're telling them the same things the kids have heard from their teachers, but somehow it makes an impact having a business person come in and say, you know, somebody besides the teacher, even if they're saying the same thing. The other aspect is in business, and we want to continue to grow that area. We want to have more field trips where kids can visit businesses and see what goes on inside those businesses. In the buildings, we want job shadowing, and as it grows, we can get deeper into mentoring and deeper into internships, where a student actually gets work experience before they have to pick a college major or before they have to make their first career decision.
How do businesses get involved with the program?
Well, right now, if you contact the Claremont Chamber, we can get you signed up for mentoring. That would be either a semester or a year-long opportunity to meet at least monthly for about an hour on school premises with a student. Another opportunity is to be a presenter in a school, and we have all the materials planned that, you know, can lead you through classroom presentations for students. And then in business, you can hire interns. There are a number of the schools in Claremont County are signing up kids who have an interest in doing an internship, and that can be paid or unpaid. There's job shadowing. That's a little bit less of a commitment. And again, just the field trips. TQL, you know, has brought in 25 kids at a time and spent the morning taking them through and showing them opportunities there. So those are some specific career opportunities we have for the rest of this academic year and next year.
And Laura, how do businesses get involved with My Tomorrow?
Sure. They can do some of the same types of things that Stuart has talked about in terms of job shadowing, resume review, job expo. And so we actually have an administrator who is dedicated to coordinate all this at the central office level. And people who are interested can contact us through www.cps.k12.org.
Okay, we have a link to that at wvxu.org as well. And thanks, everybody, for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Cincinnati Public School Deputy Superintendent and Head of My Tomorrow Initiative, Laura Mitchell, Claremont Chamber of Commerce and Claremont Chamber of Commerce Foundation President and CEO, Matt Van Sant, and Center Bank President and CEO, Stuart Greenlee, who chairs the Claremont Chamber of Commerce Foundation Work Readiness Committee.